Five companies of L.A. City firefighters have rushed to the Occidental Center in downtown Los Angeles, where an electrical fire broke out just moments ago. That fire is reported to be on the sixth floor of the tower in an electrical vault. Fire officials also are checking reports of smoke on the seventh floor. So far, there's no word of any evacuation. A construction accident on the UCLA campus has sent two people to the hospital. A crane toppled onto a building under construction at Westwood Boulevard and Strathmore Place, just south of Pauley Pavilion. The two people were pulled from the debris and taken to UCLA Medical Center. There apparently were no other injuries. More labor trouble in Santa Barbara County. 400 members of the Service Employees International Union have walked off the job with the county. They're joining striking deputy sheriffs. The county has offered pay raises, which would reach 7% by July, but the union turned it down. Board of Supervisors Chairman David Yeager says there's just no more money to give.
The county is in a position of not having more money to work with, and I do not see how we can increase our offer. I am not an alchemist. I cannot generate gold, neither can anybody else on the board. And in the absence of someone demonstrating where more funds are going to come from, I do not feel that the board is in a position to be more generous than it is currently being in making the offer it now has outstanding.
But union spokeswoman Sharon Hayes disagrees with Yeager. She says the money is there and hopes the county realizes it soon.
I would hope we'd be able to bring a fast end to this. I mean, nobody likes to go out on strike, and certainly nobody likes to stay out very long. But I think that the vote made it clear that people really aren't going to be kicked around anymore.
Ms. Hayes is hoping another public employees union, the larger Santa Barbara County Employees Association, will join her group on strike. Meanwhile, a Superior Court judge in Santa Barbara ordered the sheriff's deputies to return to their jobs. After two other judges refused to act, Judge Arden Jensen signed a temporary restraining order. The deputies are specifically restrained from continuing their six-day walkout and from taking part in any kind of work slowdown. The order does not take full effect, however, until every deputy is served with the order individually. KNX News Radio Time, 9:11. There is a preliminary hearing being held in Los Angeles to determine whether there is enough evidence to try three men on charges of trying to kill a lawyer with a rattlesnake. Attorney Paul Morantz was bitten last fall. He is scheduled to testify at the hearing today. Morantz won a legal battle against Synanon last year, charged with conspiracy to commit murder. His Synanon founder, Charles Diedrich, Lance Kenton, and Joseph Musico are accused of attempted murder. Prosecutors say a fingerprint found in the car, allegedly used to deliver the snake to the mailbox, belonged to Kenton. San Francisco former supervisor Dan White's lawyer is expected in court today to argue that White should not be subjected to the death penalty if he's convicted of murder. White is charged with killing San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and supervisor Harvey Milk. The state has a new capital punishment statute that calls for death in multiple killings or in the death of a public official in performance of his duties. Safeway has reduced all USDA choice beef prices. You can buy your favorite cut of USDA choice beef at new everyday low prices, and you save up to 30 cents a pound. Remember, Safeway has not lowered the quality. Every beefsteak and roast Safeway cuts is USDA choice grade, the only grade that offers top value for your money. You'll like the new low prices as much as you like the Safeway beef. Effective in Southern California, except in San Diego and check Imperial counties and Catalina.
Safeway. Check out the choice at Safeway.
63 degrees in Hollywood. The time at KNX News Radio is 9:13. The new May Company at Mission Viejo is now open. 50 years of Southern California fashion experience comes together in a new store created for a unique community. Three levels of innovative ideas hand-picked for you, your home, your family. Relax at Gil Hooley's, their authentic Irish pub. Meet stars, designers, and an army of experts on beauty, fashion, and creative entertaining. Register for a vacation trip and an assortment of merchandise. No purchase necessary. For a delightfully different experience, visit May Company Mission Viejo between U.S. 5 in Crown Valley and Marguerite Parkway. Alan Robbins' anti-busing election proposal comes up for a vote in the state Senate this morning. KNX News radio reporter Jody Hammond says the Democratic senator from the San Fernando Valley is hopeful but not assured of victory.
Robbins' constitutional amendment would limit court-ordered busing for integration. The senator had hoped to have a special August election on the measure so that a second year of school busing might be avoided. Today was the deadline for getting the August proposal passed, and as time ran out, Robbins revised his bill to call for a November election. He tells KNX News Radio he doesn't consider the passage of the bill a shoo-in in the Senate.
I'm not totally optimistic on the Senate floor vote, and the reason for that is that a number of legislators who supported the constitutional amendment but who are not really against forced busing can use the political dodge of saying, I'm against forced busing, I support the Robbins Amendment, but I don't support voting on it this year.
Robbins says the earliest that mandatory busing could be stopped by his amendment would be January of 1980. Jody Hammond, KNX News Radio.
Los Angeles geologist Art Keene says Malibu's rockfall problems began in 1932. That's when part of the bluff was cut away so the Pacific Coast Highway could be built. About 5.5 miles of PCH still are covered with boulders, rocks, and dirt. Keene says there are two processes at work. He says heavy rains in the last 2 years triggered a landslide near the top of the ridge, while below, the rockfall is caused by the slide. Caltrans says geologists may need at least another week before completing their examination. Los Angeles firefighters are in Bel Air Estate still trying to rescue the victim of a car accident, but he apparently doesn't want to be rescued. A spokesman for the city fire department says the man's car rolled off the highway at Sorbonne and Chalon. Firefighters tied the car to a fire truck so it's no longer in danger of falling any further. Say the driver's fighting. He appears to be under the influence of something, and they haven't been able to get close enough to see if he's hurt. L.A. police are on their way to try to calm him down. I'm Russ Powell. This is KNX 1070 Los Angeles, and the time is 9:15. In sports, the Lakers and the Chicago Bulls will flip a coin at 10 this morning to see who will select first in the college NBA draft in June. Chicago finished last in the division to qualify for the flip. New Orleans was last in its division, but the Lakers have the first choice from that team as payment for player Gail Goodrich. An estimated 800 to 1,000 union workers are scheduled to picket today at Golden Gate Fields Racetrack. That's in Albany, California. It's an effort to cancel opening day of a meet. The workers are on strike over the use of automated wagering machines. Veteran George Pappas has the lead after two rounds of the Pro Bowlers Tournament of Champions at Akron, Ohio. Pappas holds a 97-pin lead over Gary Dickinson. The Los Angeles Aztecs of the North American Soccer League have a new coach, a new attitude, and an undefeated record. An update from KNX News Radio Sports Editor Barry Rhodes.
Under Coach Renus Michels, the Aztecs have won their first two games and head for Seattle this Saturday. It's a tough beginning because of a date mix-up at the Rose Bowl, the team's home grounds. The Aztecs don't play at home until May 5th. No matter, though, veteran Bobby Sibbald feels he and his mates could play anywhere under Michels because he makes game plans simple. Also, says Sibbald, the coach has tightened up all phases of the defensive play.
When we lose the ball shooting at their goalkeeper, our forwards are defending too. And it's just all, when the team has the ball, we all attack. And when we lose the ball, we all defend. It's a lot of hard work involved in it, but the coach has got us so fit that we can do it, even at my age of 30.
Sibbald says that half-jokingly. But in soccer, when you run for two halves of 45 minutes each without a timeout, 30 can seem old at times. This is Barry Road, KNX News Radio.
Fun motoring.
That's MGB.
The fun starts when you fold the top down
and let the sunshine in.
Now, sunshine and wind in the hair may be new to you,
but MG enthusiasts have been enjoying them for over 50 years.
MG has remained a favorite because we've never lost sight of the fact that motoring,
even at 55 miles an hour,
should be enjoyable. To ensure this, MGB features
as standard equipment
a 4-speed gearbox,
adjustable bucket seats,
complete instrumentation,
rack and pinion steering,
front disc brakes,
radial ply tires,
and a potent 1.8-liter power plant. Now's the time to buy that MGB Roadster because,
for a limited time,
participating MG dealers will give you a Benelli moped
free
with your purchase of a new MGB.
That's a $479 value.
See your MG dealer today
and find out
just what fun motoring is all about. Hurry to your participating MG dealer and get a Benelli moped free while they last with your purchase of a new MGB.
KNX News Radio Update. The world, the nation.
A booby-trapped cigar box exploded at Cairo's main post office today as millions of Egyptians voted in a nationwide referendum on the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. Police say the explosion killed a woman postal worker and injured three male workers. Israeli National Radio says Senator Abraham Ribicoff carried a top-secret message from Egyptian President Sadat to Prime Minister Begin today. Ribicoff is in the Middle East on a trade mission for President Carter. The report quoted Rabbi Strauss, head of the delegation, as saying that Carter believes economic advancement in the region is vital to continuation of the peace initiative. A UN spokesman says Christian militiamen staged an hour-long attack on a UN peacekeeping headquarters in southern Lebanon early today. A spokesman says 8 UN troopers were wounded in the barrage of rocket, artillery, and machine gun fire. The UN says its headquarters was badly damaged in the attack by forces under the command of Major Saad Haddad, who declared an independent Free Lebanon in the southern region yesterday. Haddad's Israeli-backed militia claims the UN is cooperating with efforts by the Beirut government to deploy a regular army contingent in South Lebanon. It's time now for San Francisco Report. I'm Russ Powell in Los Angeles.
Good morning, Russ. This is Al Helmso in San Francisco.
Good morning, Al.
A lawyer for former San Francisco Supervisor Dan White scheduled to appear in court this morning to argue that his client should not get the death penalty if he's convicted. White charged with the November 27th City Hall slayings of San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk. His trial is scheduled to begin April 23rd. Attorney Douglas Schmidt filed a pretrial motion last week with the Superior Court asking that the special circumstances provision of the original warrant against White be dropped. Assistant District Attorney Thomas Norman filed a brief in opposition to that motion, which contained excerpts from previously secret testimony of a police inspector who interviewed White after the shootings of the mayor and the supervisor. Of course, the special circumstances would, if held up by a jury, subject White to the death penalty if he is convicted. Vandals have desecrated the Bay Area cemetery, designed to become the last resting place for hundreds of victims of the Jonestown mass murder-suicide. At least 234 unidentified Jonestown dead, most of them children, are to be buried 2 to a grave at Fernwood Cemetery in Marin County, north of San Francisco, after being brought by truck from Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where the bodies have been stored for 5 months. Authorities say more could be added to that total. Marin County supervisors earlier this week voiced the fear that burying so many Jonestown victims at Fernwood would attract too much traffic and have asked the court to have the bodies buried in various cemeteries throughout the Bay Area. However, Fernwood funeral director George Zahorsky, who bid $498.50 to bury victims 2 to a grave, has expressed annoyance at the furor. He says there's nothing illegal being done and added, it's more on the humanitarian side than the profit side. A Superior Court jury has ordered the San Francisco Examiner and two reporters to pay more than $4.5 million in damages stemming from a $30 million libel suit. That suit, filed by two San Francisco police inspectors and a former assistant district attorney, stemmed from a series of articles by Examiner reporter Raul Ramirez and freelance writer Lowell Bergman about the allegedly unjust murder conviction of a Chinatown youth. The articles claim the witnesses were coerced into falsely testifying against the youth who was convicted of murdering a Chinatown gang member. The 9-3 verdict was reached after more than 9 hours of deliberation, and Examiner publisher Reg Murphy says there are plans for an immediate appeal. In a related development, a spectator at that libel trial was sentenced to 5 days in county jail on a contempt of court charge. Ken Kelly, who's a temporary reporter for the Examiner, was arrested for placing a paper toilet seat cover on the judge's chair while the jury was deliberating. Weather up here, nice and sunny, Russ, and getting warmer, due to stay that way for the next day or so. We're expecting 60s and 70s this afternoon. Right now, the downtown temperature is 53 degrees. That's the San Francisco Report. This is Al Helmso.
Thank you, Al. Our weather here parallels that somewhat in that it has been improving in the last couple of days. They now say it will be fair through tomorrow and sunny and warmer in the Southland. Nights will remain cool. We'll have a high today in the downtown Los Angeles area near 70 degrees. The high tomorrow will be about 75.
Singapore Airlines proudly announces its new Trans-Pacific service from San Francisco to Singapore, Hong Kong, and all the Orient.
Singapore Airlines, the incredible food.
Those fantastic Singapore stewardesses.
The amazing service.
Service so good, even other airlines talk about it, but that's not all.
There's more?
Our new low fares. We call them easy fares. A round-trip flight to Hong Kong is only $760.
That's nearly 40% savings.
With comparable savings to Singapore.
Fantastic, but how many seats are available for the easy fare discount?
Every economy seat is available, and there's no minimum stay requirement. Stay for a year if you like.
I'd like.
Just pay for your ticket 21 days in advance. And if you have to cancel, there's a 25% cancellation fee.
Well, that's easy for us vacation planners.
Singapore Airlines new service from San Francisco to Singapore and Hong Kong.
Wonderful flights.
At new easy fares. Call your travel agent or transportation manager for details.
I will.
And every Singapore Airlines easy fare reservation is confirmed. This late-breaking development, nationalist guerrillas in Rhodesia are said to have killed a senior election official and razed a rural village. Authorities say the attacks failed to disrupt the nationwide elections for black majority rule. The district election commissioner reported he was murdered late yesterday at a central Rhodesian village. Word's just getting out. And in southeastern Rhodesia, guerrillas reportedly burned 70 huts in a tribal village, but the election continues.
KNX News Radio Update. The West, the Southland.
West Los Angeles police were questioning the driver of a car that careened out of control and teetered on the edge of a cliff off Shalon Road in Bel Air Estates after his rescue by fire department crews. Police say the unidentified motorist was trapped for about 20 minutes while rescue units attached ropes to keep the car from plunging over the embankment on Shalon Road. Police say the cause of that accident is still under investigation. There will be groundbreaking ceremonies in Harbor City today for a new $1 million fire station, the money approved by voters in 1975. The one-story brick building and separate storage house will be put up on West 253rd Street. It will accommodate an aerial ladder truck and two pumper companies. A young man from Rosemead is being treated for injuries he received in a car crash yesterday. Police in Monterey Park say they chased Ricky Atalamo at a high speed after a purse-snatching spree. Atalamo lost control of his car, became airborne, and crashed into a lot full of new cars on North San Gabriel Boulevard. There are 19 wrecks at Rosemead Subaru, damage estimated at $100,000. Atalamo had to be pried from the car by firefighters. There were two teenagers riding with him, but they ran after the crash. Police captured them a short time later. It was 19-year-old Janet Sherman's second day on the job as a maid at a plush Wilshire District home. When her new employers returned home last night, they found Ms. Sherman's body. Police say she apparently was killed during a burglary. There will be an autopsy. A lawyers group in Orange County has people wondering about an ad run in the local papers. The question is, was it a political ad? Don Belleville, chairman of the Orange County Committee for High Judicial Standards, says it was not. Belleville tells KNX News Radio the ad, which contained the transcript of a controversial ruling by Superior Court Judge Mason Fenton, was strictly informative. But will it be the only ad the group will run?
Well, I can't say that it won't be our last. I would like for it to be our last. I would like for the reporting to become sufficiently fair and objective in the press that this was unnecessary. God knows we could do other things with our money. But on the other hand, we cannot afford to allow our whole system of justice to get mired down with problems that it doesn't really have simply because of incorrect reporting in the press.
Belleville says the organization was formed 2 months ago and is committed to informing the public about the facts of what is going on in Orange County courts. L.A. City firefighters say they have put out that fire on the sixth floor of the Occidental Building in downtown Los Angeles. Officials say a short circuit in an electrical vault on the sixth floor of the towers caused some smoldering. Five companies of firefighters were dispatched to the scene. The fire, which reportedly was mostly smoke, was put out immediately. That's the sound of KNX News live and direct.
Three men have been injured in a construction accident on the UCLA campus. This is Mike Pulsifer in Westwood. The accident occurred at a parking structure being built at Westwood and Strathmore near Poly Pavilion on the UCLA campus. A crane buckled and then knocked down part of the structure. Project Superintendent Dwayne Berenger says it's not the first time he's seen a crane buckle.
Yeah, I've seen one happen before. It was a mechanical failure, the one I seen.
What was being done at the time this happened?
They were realigning the girder that they had set previously. It was off three-quarters or so. They had already set it, and they were just going back to realign the thing, and then it came down.
The accident occurred between 7:15 and 7:30 this morning. The three men who were injured have been taken to the UCLA Medical Center, and KNX News Radio reporter Mal Adams is there. Mal?
Mike, all three men are still in emergency. Doctors are attending to them at this moment. The men have been identified as Douglas Bergen, James Mathis, and Craig Parrish. I was told that at least two of the men have already been x-rayed in order to determine the full extent of their injuries, and one man is being x-rayed at this time. We are awaiting word on the full extent of the injuries, but preliminary reports are that all three men suffered minor injuries and are expected to be released soon. I'm told that the worst of the injuries occurred when one of the men fell some distance, apparently as the workers were trying to realign a girder at the construction site. The crane apparently was top-heavy and collapsed, crashing through the floor on which a man was standing. This resulted in him injuring his arm, rather. This apparently is the worst of the three injuries, and that's all we know at this time. For Mike Pulsifer, this is Val Adams, KNX News Radio.
Gold! Yeah, gold! I found gold!
The gold rush was barely 39 years old. The railroad wound through the Sierras and finally reached the Pacific. Oh, it was an exciting time in California in the 1880s, and Santa Barbara Savings was already giving financial help to Californians.
Tom Cook, what brings you to town?
Howdy, Ned. Thought I'd put a little money away.
In those days, people traveled for miles to save with us. Today, we're just minutes away. Why, in Southern California, you'll find us from Santa Barbara to San Clemente, Oxnard to Palm Springs, Montclair to Anaheim, Tarzana to Tehachapi. With over 60 California offices, we're helping a lot more people save today than in the 1880s. But one thing hasn't changed.
Don't rush off, Tom. Got a fresh pot of coffee on.
At Santa Barbara Savings, we've never lost that good old-fashioned way of doing business.
64 degrees here in Hollywood. All aboard for savings at the GE dealer sign. It's your ticket to save, so get on board for bargains. GE's having a great trainload sale. They've cut the prices on refrigerators, washers, dryers, ranges, microwave ovens, dishwashers, and VIR color television. Now's the time for you to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year. Save a whopping amount on their featured 30-inch self-cleaning oven range. Also, until May 20th, GE will offer free normal replacement installation on selected pot scrubber dishwashers. GE trainload savings on quality-built General Electric appliances and televisions headed your way. Don't miss out. See your General Electric dealer today. Two General Electric dealers are Dixon Appliances and Air Conditioning, 1918 South Main in Santa Ana, and Snyder Diamond, 1399 Olympic Boulevard in Santa Monica. KNX News Radio time is 9:30. I'm Russ Powell in News Central.
KNX News Radio Dateline. Here, there, everywhere.
Westwood, three workmen are injured in a crane collapsing accident on the UCLA campus. Washington, the Commerce Department reports the nation's economy slowed dramatically in the first 3 months of 1979. Tel Aviv, trade and politics expected to be the topics as the U.S. Trade Mission arrives in Israel. Orange County, transcripts of a controversial court ruling are published in newspaper ads. Washington, a new survey shows there are more marijuana smokers than ever. Malibu, geologists expect to take at least another week to study the rock slide area. We'll have details of these and other stories coming up on KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. Sunny and warm today. We'll have a reading of about 70 degrees downtown.
Okay, now take Goodyear tires.
Take four, one for each wheel.
All right, now here they are. What do you see?
Four tires, nice and round.
No, you don't.
Huh? Oh, you tell me, what do I see?
You see confidence.
Confidence?
Confidence. These aren't just any tires. These are Goodyear tires. The tires more people ride on than any other kind.
Why?
Why what?
Oh, why do more people ride on Goodyear tires?
Confidence. They have confidence in the Goodyear name. Confidence in the Goodyear reputation for quality and value.
Say that again.
Confidence.
You know, could I tell you something?
Sure.
In confidence?
Of course.
As a confidant?
What are you doing?
Confidentially?
Will you get on with it?
I just bought a set of Goodyear tires. I don't need these for.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
I just came here for a good time.
Double-belted custom power cushion polyglass Blackwall. Low price now at Goodyear, only $30 per size A7813 plus $1.74 federal tax in old tire shop this week. 93 Goodyear service stores in greater Los Angeles, including 7 in southeast L.A. alone. You'll find the Goodyear Confidence Centers in the Yellow Pages. KNX News Radio time is 9:32.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Photomat store.
Martin!
Hi, Nancy. I just wanted to drop this film off for developing. Are you open?
Yeah, oh, yeah. You want glossy or studio finish prints?
Well,
Martin,
get glossy.
Was that your mom's voice?
Yeah, she makes me keep the CB on when I'm driving.
Well, you know Photomat is one of the few who still offers glossy.
Really? I like
I knew that, Mort.
And Photomat's technicians recommend glossy for its optimum brilliance and clarity.
Wasn't that John, our announcer?
Sounded like him.
I'm in the back seat here.
What?
Morton, huh? Don't forget Photomat's double print option.
410, Mom.
10-4.
14,
Ooh,
Mom.
The double print option. That way you get two prints of each picture. One for you.
And one for a friend.
Or a relative.
Or your mother.
And the duplicates are only 9 cents each.
Oh.
Mr. Mailman?
I'm here under the car.
You ran over him when you drove up, Morton.
It's a federal offense.
Oops. And don't forget, at Photomat's Labs, they use Kodak paper for a good look.
Hi, Beans.
Hi, Beans.
Beans?
How did I get here?
Special delivery.
Does anybody else want to say anything?
Yes,
next time you're bringing a roll of film for developing, tell the Photomate you want the double print option. That way you'll get two prints of every picture, one to keep and one to send. Participating stores.
Three workmen were hurt at UCLA this morning when a crane collapsed. UCLA spokesman Jim Ward says a parking structure is being built across from Pauley Pavilion. The crane was moving a concrete block when it hit a wall, knocking the three men from a scaffold. The injuries are said to be minor. Inflation may be easing a bit. The Commerce Department says the nation's economy slowed dramatically during the first 3 months this year from the blistering pace of last year's final quarter. The gross national product, the value of all goods and services produced in the U.S., increased at an annual rate of 0.7% between January and March, this after adjustment for inflation. Inflation during the first quarter went up to an 8.7% annual rate. The U.S. trade mission shuttling around the Middle East has landed in Israel. Reporter Dan Raviv says more than business is expected to be discovered by the trade officials.
President Carter's special trade mission to the Middle East arrived in Israel after 2 days in Egypt, headed by Mr. Carter's trade ambassador, Robert Strauss. No specific contracts are expected to result from this visit, but Strauss said the United States wants to demonstrate that it can help the economies of these two countries, and not just with military aid. The Carter administration has expressed a desire to make peace profitable for both Israel and Egypt. Israel hopes to sell more diamonds, chemicals, and electronic equipment to the U.S., and Israel wants to get better terms on its purchases of American wheat and farm machinery. The Strauss mission has also taken on a political role. One of the 28 members of the delegation is Senator Abraham Ribicoff, who's carrying a personal letter from Egypt's President Sadat to Israel's Prime Minister Begin. The subject has not been disclosed. Dan Raviv for CBS News, Tel Aviv.
And the time is 9:35. Transcripts of a controversial court ruling have been included in newspaper ads in Orange County. KNX News Radio reporter Boyd Harvey says this has raised a question of whether or not they are political in nature.
The ads noted that Superior Court Judge Mason Fenton has been under attack for granting a new trial in the case of People versus Hutcherson, a rape case. Now, the text of the ads states the committee has no opinion on that ruling other than the fact that the judge did have the right to grant the new trial. The text of the transcript contains the reasons Judge Fenton set forth for granting that retrial. Don Belleville, Santa Ana attorney, is chairman of the Committee for High Judicial Standards, and he says the ads were an effort to give the public accurate, factual information in the case. They were not, he said, political in nature.
Now, why they called it that, I don't know. Why they called it that in either case, I don't know. We did not buy, and we didn't indicate that it was political. We don't think that it was. We think that it was just simply acquainting the public with the true facts.
Belleville told KNX News Radio he hoped this would be the last ad the committee would buy, but he doubted it. The ads were placed in the Los Angeles Times Orange County edition and the Register. From Orange County, Boyd Harvey, KNX News Radio.
Seems the use of marijuana is on the upswing in the United States. Reporter Dennis Colino says more young people than ever before say they smoke the weed.
A new government report indicates that the use of marijuana among young people is steadily growing, so that at the end of 1977, more than 16% of those between the ages of 12 and 17 smoked pot. The researchers also found that about 9% of high school seniors smoked pot. Again, these latest figures are for 1977. As an indication of the rate of increase, the report found that the use of marijuana among the 12 to 17-year-olds increased by about a third in just 1 year. The study finds 43 million people have smoked marijuana at least once, and about 16 million supposedly use it regularly. Health Secretary Califano called the findings deeply disturbing. Dennis Galino, Washington.
KNX News Radio time is 9:37. Pacific Coast Highway between Topanga Canyon and Malibu Canyon Road still is strewn with rocks and dirt. Many residents stubbornly remain in their homes. About half live in the falling rock area they left yesterday, but others fear Caltrans will not do anything to protect their property if they leave. Engineers say new cracks are opening all the time. One says if natural friction doesn't stop the rock rain, the whole mountain could end up on the highway.
Griffey's and RCA join forces to give you two United States savings bonds. Choose from any of 21 selected color track sets, and you'll get a $25 to $100 U.S. savings bond direct from RCA. But that's not all. In line with Griffey's policy of always giving you more, you'll get a second savings bond direct from Griffey's. This double bond offer is available only at Griffey's, where you'll save on any RCA color TV set at Griffey Peewee prices. That's still not all. Right now, Griffey's have a limited number of RCA 19-inch diagonal hotel color sets from a New Jersey hotel, priced this week at just $239. 5-year picture tube warranty, 1-year parts, and 90 days labor. Griffey's will even give you a savings bond with one of these RCA hotel sets. This double bond offer is available on RCA color TVs only at Griffey's TV, where you can always
get a hotel TV at Griffey
Peewee
prices.
Fairly decent temperatures in prospect for the Southland. Santa Barbara will have a 70 this afternoon. If you live in the vicinity of Santa Monica, the high today will be near 66 degrees. It'll be a little bit warmer in Long Beach. They're expecting 75 there. To the south in San Diego, about 70 degrees. And Palm Springs today will top out at 80 degrees. KNX News Radio time is 9:39.
Once there was this woman who loved her lawn.
The green goes with my hair.
And her mild-mannered husband.
I love your mild manner, Tom.
Stuff the mild manner, Marge. I hate lawn mowing. Start, stop, empty the bag. Start, stop, empty the bag. It's an incredible waste of time.
Tom had changed, so Marge moved fast. Down to their Jacobson dealer and back.
Tom, a new mower, a Jacobson Super Bagger.
More work?
Less. Watch.
Tom's new Jacobson Super Bagger has a grass catcher that holds 3 bushels, so he only has to empty it about half as often.
Think of the time I'll save.
For us.
Oh, for me, Marge. I'm taking up karate.
Quick and easy, Jacobson.
For more information, visit Agora Mower, Agora and Manny's Mowers in Alhambra. Well, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter on the final leg of their Easter vacation. Reporter Roger Gittin says in just a few more days, the President and the First Lady will be back in the mainstream of Washington life.
Vacation time is running out for the Carters. This is their last full day on Sapelo Island. The President plans more jogging and fishing, although a thick cloud cover moved in last evening and it may mean rain. The First Lady got a taste of the real world briefly yesterday. She flew to Raleigh, North Carolina to open the Governor's Conference on Mental Health, a follow-up to her White House study of the problems faced by the mentally handicapped. Tomorrow, the Carters will spend a few final hours enjoying their seclusion. Then they will helicopter to Plains for an overnight stay at home. Saturday, they'll go to the northern part of the state to take part in one of those family rites of passage, the christening of their new granddaughter. Roger Gittins, Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Heavy turnout reported again today in the third day of elections in Rhodesia. The voting is scheduled to last a week. Reporter Peter Sharp in Salisbury says the country's top political figure cast his ballot today and seemed pleased by the way things are going.
Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith, the man who promised no black rule in 1,000 years, cast his ballot in the one-man, one-vote elections and in doing so effectively voted himself out of a job. He hands power to a new black government in 5 weeks' time. The Prime Minister, obviously delighted with the high turnout as the general election moves into its third day, said, "We're home and dry," and told newsmen that Britain and the United States would now have a moral obligation to recognize the new country when it was handed over to the blacks next month. At the moment, black leader Bishop Abel Muzorewa appears heading for a decisive victory in the election. The results will be known next week. Peter Sharp in Salisbury.
Meanwhile, there has been some trouble. Rhodesian authorities say nationalist guerrillas killed a senior election official and smashed up a rural village. They say the attacks have not disrupted the national elections. This is the third of 5 days of voting. There's a showdown brewing in Iran today amid speculation of a shakeup in the revolutionary government. Reporter Tony Alloway says leaders of the government have gone to meet with the Ayatollah Khomeini to answer some questions.
Iran's revolutionary leaders are expected to make a major policy statement today or tomorrow on how the government is to be run in future. Today, the provisional government traveled to the holy city of Qom, south of Tehran, to talk to revolutionary leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The government wants to end a battle for power with self-appointed comités set up after the February Revolution. Last night, religious leader Ayatollah Mahmoud Talaghani emerged from seclusion to complain to the Ayatollah about the same comités. One such group kidnapped his two sons for a day last week. A government spokesman today denied reports that the cabinet was about to resign, but such a decision could still hang on today's crucial talks with Khomeini. Tony Alloway for CBS News, Tehran.
There was a cliffhanger in Bel Air Estates today. West Los Angeles police say a car careened out of control and teetered on the edge of a cliff off Shalon Road. Firefighters tied the car to a fire truck to keep it from tumbling. The man was rescued, and he's being questioned by police. Turning to business news from the KNX newsroom in cooperation with the editors of the Wall Street Journal. In corporate earning news, Minnesota Mining and Bristol Myers both report higher first quarter profits. Net earnings for Gould Incorporated and Western Union were down. The nation's biggest aluminum producer, Alcoa, plans some pretty big capital spending over the next few years. It anticipates layoffs of $3.3 billion between now and 1983. The Securities Commissioner of South Carolina has ordered a hearing in the case of Brascan Limited's effort to take over F.W. Woolworth. It's to determine if Brascan may have failed to disclose any pertinent information in connection with the offer. Charles Schulz, President Carter's top economic advisor, said he expects a significant decline in the U.S. inflation rate during the second half of the year. But he says don't count on it, happening for another couple of months. On Wall Street, stocks are moving higher in moderate trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 1.5 points. I'm Russ Powell, and we invite you to hear the next business report at 10:30. Turning to KNX News Radio Sports, the Southwestern Illinois Officials Association denied a request by the St. Louis Cardinals to umpire their baseball games. Another group of officials, filling in for the striking Major League umpires, announced it will no longer handle the games. Officials at Market Square Arena in Indianapolis say they have received more than 50,000 ticket requests for the NCAA basketball finals next year. The officials say a lottery draw will be held next week. This will determine who gets the slightly less than 5,000 tickets that will be available. Two golf tournaments beginning today. At La Costa, the Tournament of Champions will feature 28 winners of events on the PGA Tour the past year. And in Orlando, Florida, the LPGA begins the Citrus Classic. Nancy Lopez is not in the field this week. Philadelphia Phillies shortstop Larry Boa had his right wrist x-rayed this morning. Officials say there is no fracture. Boa was injured in last night's game against Pittsburgh. Now, for news of the entertainment world, we go to Hank Graham, KNX News Radio entertainment editor. Good morning, Hank.
Good morning to you, Ross. The just concluded case of Michelle Triola Marvin against actor Lee Marvin for a share of his earnings was unprecedented, and now we have another precedent-setting case which will decide the question, can a marriage contract denying a divorcing wife a share of community property be invalidated? Actor George Peppard's wife, Sherry, has just filed suit for divorce after almost 4 years of marriage, and she is asking the court to nullify a 5-page agreement Peppard had her sign when they were married in 1975 in Las Vegas, declaring in essence that all of his earnings and property were his alone and all her earnings and property would be hers. In her suit, she is claiming that she was quote unquote coerced into signing the document. Robert Redford this week began filming his title role in a Brubaker movie on location in an abandoned prison near Columbus, Ohio. His role, a Brubaker, being that of a prison warden crusading for better conditions in the prison. And a funny thing happened on the first day of filming. Local police invaded the prison to arrest two of the players in the movie on charges of selling illegal drugs. The players were only two of a large number of ex-convicts hired to perform extra and bit roles in the movie. But don't blame Redford nor his director, Bob Rafelson. The casting of the ex-convicts was done purely on the recommendations of the Ohio State Department of Corrections. Robert Redford, incidentally, is certainly making up for last time. He hadn't made a movie in 3 years until he co-starred with Jane Fonda a couple of months ago in the movie Electric Horseman, and just as fast as he completed that one, he's into Brubaker, and then he'll make his film directorial debut with a movie titled Ordinary People. The all-women group calling itself Man Watchers International yesterday declared actor James Caan to be their choice as this year's, quote, most watchable man. The award was presented Caan by the ladies at a festive luncheon held at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion in Bel Air yesterday afternoon. Hank Grant, KNX News Radio.
Volume, that's how Northridge Camera sells camera and photographic equipment at such low prices. Northridge Camera is the volume dealer. Thousands of people have already saved thousands of dollars at Northridge Camera. That's volume. And with volume comes low prices. So get yourself a pencil and get the Northridge Camera address. But first, an example. You can get the new Olympus OMI with a 50 millimeter 1.8 lens, including the accessory Q4. Volume discount price to you for this week, $249.95. Now, for the folks who want to save in volume without traveling, Northridge Camera will take your phone or mail orders. Just call 885-0123, 885-0123. Master charge and Visa welcome. Northridge Camera, 8957 Reseda Boulevard, one block south of Nordoff in Northridge. But go in now while the volume is up and the prices are down. By the way, Northridge Camera pays top dollar for good condition used cameras. That's Northridge Camera. 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays. Be sure to check out today's LA Times sports section for hundreds of Northridge Camera bargains. 66 degrees in Hollywood. KNX News Radio time is 9:48.
Now, you probably don't think about your tires a lot, but the Chevron folks do, and here's what they got. The Atlas Golden Air 2. Steel-belted radials. Their best tire. And it's now on sale. See, when you buy three, the fourth one's free. At Chevron, that's four tires for the price of three until the end of May. That's May 31. May 31, and the sale's done. Atlas Golden Air 2, I'm talking about. Top of the line. With open tread design, two tough steel belts, and the added gas mileage of radial construction. I'll say it twice. When you buy three at Chevron's regular station price, the fourth one's free. That's Atlas Golden Air 2, steel belt and radials. Buy three, get one free at your participating Chevron dealer.
KNX News Radio update. The world, the nation.
Dissident Teamster steel haulers today began shutting down the nation's major steel producers, apparently with the endorsement of Teamster President Frank Fitzsimmons. Republic Steel today began a shutdown of three of its finishing mills because of the strike. Senator William Proxmire has sent his Golden Fleece Award for wasteful government spending in April to two government agencies. He accuses them of mindless funding and lack of oversight. He says they spent $279,000 on a community center in a remote rural section of Michigan, so unused, nobody noticed the building had been collapsed by snow for weeks. Not only has Baltimore County, Maryland figured out a way to get rid of its garbage, it's getting $27 a ton for the stuff. Baltimore County signed a contract to provide Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio with nearly 21,000 tons of fuel pellets made from trash. They are one-third as efficient as coal and cost a third as much. A booby-trapped cigar box exploded at Cairo's main post office today as Egyptians voted in that nationwide referendum on the new Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty. One postal worker was killed, three people were injured. A helicopter crashed just after taking off from Newark International Airport last night. Reporter Gordon Bach says three people died and 15 others were injured when the copter went down.
New York Airways Flight 972 is taking off from Newark International Airport with 15 passengers and three crew members on board the helicopter. Pilot Les Carter called in a Mayday distress signal and tried to return to the runway, but he was forced to make a crash landing. Moments later, Airways marketing director Dick Smithers arrived on the scene.
What we saw was an aircraft on its side with several gaping holes. Some were created by, I understand, the police entering the aircraft.
Federal investigators are picking through the twisted wreck to determine just what caused the crash. Gordon Bach, Newark International Airport.
Sky-high legal costs. Anaheim Savings and Loan Association has an answer.
the Interest Plus Club, available only at Anaheim Savings. As a member of the Interest Plus Club, an independent law firm will provide you legal services at reduced fees or without charge. To join the club, open a savings certificate for $5,000 or more, or add $5,000 to an existing certificate account. Legal services at reduced fees or without charge. Only Anaheim Savings, of all savings and loans and banks in California, makes these legal services available. For example, as a member of the Interest Plus Club, you can have your will prepared by an attorney. If you already have a will, a lawyer will carefully review it. To join the Interest Plus Club, call Anaheim Savings toll-free at 800-422-4346 or any one of Anaheim Savings offices. The Interest Plus Club is a nonprofit corporation.
66 degrees here in Hollywood. Torrance will have a high today of about 70 degrees, Burbank 73, and Van Nuys 73 degrees.
Extra Strength Windex cleans a lot more than windows.
Clean, clean.
Mirrors and pictures, clean, lamps and faces, clean, tile and fixtures, chrome clean, and cabinets, clean, fingerprints on countertops, clean them all up with Windex.
Discover the power of Extra Strength Windex with Ammonia D to cut greasy dirt better without streaks.
Shine, shine.
Blenders and toasters, sinks and doorknobs, ashtrays and coasters, windows, telephones, dashboards, bumpers, and a whole lot more we won't have time for.
Clean, clean.
Extra Strength Windex.
Hi, Mom. You say when you sweep spilled sugar, you leave half of it behind. And it sounds like you're doing a sand dance on the kitchen floor. Does that bug you, sweetie?
Well, you need the O'Cedar Angler Broom. The Angler's sturdy flare-tip bristles get the dirt out of the broom's miss, even sugar spills. And the angle cut gets corners really clean. The O'Cedar Angler Broom.
Why settle for anything less?
Oh, Cedar makes your life easier.
KNX News Radio Update. The West, the Southland.
Situation along a stretch of Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu remains the same. Dangerous. KNX News Radio reporter Mike Pulsifer has details.
The 500-foot section of PCH is the scene of a big rock slide that geologists say could get bigger. In fact, one Caltrans engineer is warning that unless the Earth stops moving through its own natural friction, the whole mountain could end up on the highway. In fact, he says it will end up on PCH sooner or later. Authorities have told residents of some homes in the area that they'd better get out, but a lot of them have refused. KNX News Radio asked Los Angeles County Sheriff spokesman Mike Santander if his agency has been asked to forcibly remove those residents.
No, the structures, the residents have been posted by the county engineer as being unsafe. The people are aware of the danger, and for the most part, they are staying clear of the area.
Many of the people who are refusing to leave claim Caltrans wouldn't even try to stop the rocks from falling if they did leave their homes. State officials are saying it'll be at least 4 weeks until the danger is over. Mike Pulsifer, KNX News Radio.
And the time is 9:55. Los Angeles City Councilwoman Peggy Stevenson has criticized the response of the police commission in that Eula Love shooting case. She warns that some commissioners should be removed by Mayor Bradley unless their performance improves. In response, President Stephen Reinhart said Stevenson doesn't understand the role of the commission, which he says is to set policy and not play devil's advocate.